It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, the title of today's commentary, Math Matters and Numbers Don't Lie, brings attention to additional reasons for you to support the Buy American Make campaign. The facts and figures discussed on our radio programs, in newspapers, and on internet sites are outlined on the United States Debt Clock, which is linked on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. The facts and the figures on the United States Debt Clock are directly from the United States Government Census Bureau and Department of Labor. They outline where America has been and where America is headed. I encourage you to review the information on the United States Debt Clock and contact your local, state, and national leaders to voice your concerns for America's future. As of the date of this commentary, we have 323 million people living in America. 151 million Americans have full or part-time jobs. 45 million Americans need full or part-time jobs. 46 million Americans are living in poverty. America's national debt is now over $19 trillion. Now, these are just a few of the facts and figures that should be discussed and addressed by America's elected leaders. It's important for all of us to be aware of what is happening in America and not only talk about issues, but contact local, state, and national elected officials who are paid by taxpayers to represent the best interests of the American people. Your support for America's businesses and American-made products is helping to maintain the jobs that we have in America and also encouraging businesses to expand their Made in America product lines. Thanks for your help and thanks for spreading the word to others. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.